This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
What if I told you that publishing a new blog post today might actually be destroying your company's visibility?
I mean, that is a pretty terrifying thought for most marketers.
Right. Welcome to the deep dive. Yeah. Listen, if you spend any time running a business or, you know, managing a digital marketing department, you are probably familiar with the golden rule of the internet over the last 20 years.
Produce, produce, produce.
Exactly. You must constantly create to stay relevant. You write the article, you launch the service page, you throw it into the void, and then you wake up the next day to do it all over again. But today, we are tearing that rule book to shreds.
We really are.
We are exploring this fascinating piece of writing by Joe Medico over at Double Dome Digital Marketing. It is titled SEO Content Audit, Extract Value from Your Site. And our mission today is to break down why this endless content treadmill is just a failing strategy in 2026.
And how a really ruthless clinical evaluation of the digital assets you already own is the actual secret to growth now.
Okay, let's unpack this, because we are talking about fundamentally changing how you look at the thousands of pages sitting on your website right now.
What's fascinating here is that this completely flips the traditional script on digital strategy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for decades, companies have operated under this constant anxiety of, well, what do we create next?
Always looking forward, never looking back.
Right. And the Double Dome piece forces a shift toward the profound and honestly often untapped value of what do we already have. That brute force volume approach, it worked when search engines were simpler. You threw enough at the digital wall, eventually something indexed and stuck.
But the internet architecture has evolved.
Massively. Holding on to that sheer volume mindset is now a massive liability.
And to understand why a massive website is suddenly a liability, we have to look at the invisible judges evaluating our digital footprint every second of the day. I mean, we are operating in an environment completely dominated by AI search.
Yes. The source specifically points to models like ChatGPT and Google Gemini as the new gatekeepers.
We aren't dealing with simple crawlers looking for keyword density anymore.
No, we are dealing with highly sophisticated large language models trying to determine if your brand is the definitive authority on a subject. And right now, the industry is experiencing what the article terms an AI slump.
An AI slump? What does that actually mean for everyday businesses?
Well, it means the cost of hosting mediocre content on your domain has never been higher. 5 years ago, average fluff-filled blog posts were just a neutral asset.
They didn't propel you to the top, but they didn't sink you either.
Exactly. Today, that is categorized as content rot, and it actively penalizes your entire brand presence.
Wow. I look at this from the perspective of a CEO. They pull up their company's back end and see this massive legacy of content. Hundreds of service pages, old press releases, years of weekly blog posts.
A total black box.
Right. The source calls it a black box for leadership. They know they spent tens of thousands of dollars over the years paying people to generate this material, but they have absolutely no idea what is driving revenue and what is just taking up server space.
And the thing is, the AI models are hyper aware of that exact lack of clarity. The ultimate objective for any brand in 2026 is establishing what is called entity confidence.
Entity confidence. Okay, break that down for me.
You want your business to be the preferred answer. When a user asks Gemini a complex question related to your specific industry, you want the algorithm to confidently synthesize its answer using your domain as the primary source.
Okay.
But entity confidence is heavily dependent on the overall ratio of high-quality signal to low-quality noise on your site.
Wait, let me push back on how that actually functions mathematically, though. Imagine a company's website is like a hoarder's garage.
The hoarder's garage. Okay, I like that.
Yeah, so you have a beautiful, highly tuned sports car parked right in the center that represents your high-converting, deeply researched pillar content.
Tough.
Right. But all around the edges of the garage, you have stacks of dusty boxes, which are those thin, outdated blog posts from 2019. If those boxes are just sitting there in the dark doing nothing, why does an AI model care? Shouldn't the algorithm just spot the sports car, ignore the dusty boxes, and rank you based on your best assets?
You would think so, but consider the mechanism of how these systems evaluate a domain. AI engines and search crawlers operate on a crawl budget.
A crawl budget, like a time limit.
Exactly. It's a finite amount of computational time and energy they are willing to spend indexing your property. If an AI enters your digital garage and wastes 80% of its allocated time digging through those dusty boxes of outdated fluff,
it just leaves.
It might leave before it even fully processes the sports car. And beyond the technical crawl budget, entity confidence is an average score of your reliability. The AI doesn't view pages in a vacuum. It evaluates you as a property owner.
Oh, I see.
If it scans your domain and mathematically calculates that the vast majority of your content is thin or irrelevant or just factually outdated, it lowers your overall domain trust score.
Ah, so you become a junk dealer in the eyes of the algorithm. The sports car loses its value because it's parked in a junkyard.
That is a perfect way to put it. The data supports that entirely. The rotting foundation actively dilutes the power of your premium assets. If a CEO wants a predictable growth engine, pouring brand new content on top of a rotting foundation is just throwing more boxes into the garage.
Which brings us to the actual execution. We know a messy digital garage destroys our authority, but a business can't just take a wrecking ball to its website and hope for the best.
No, that would be a disaster.
We need a system to separate the sports car from the junk. Double Dome Digital Marketing uses what they call the four-action framework to cure content rot.
It is a clinical evaluation where every single piece of content on your site gets forced into one of four specific categories.
Let's start with the assets we actually want to save. The first action is keep and optimize.
Right. This step targets your near winners. These are the pages already sitting on page 2 or 3 of the search results. The algorithm recognizes they have value, but they lack the necessary signals to become the preferred answer.
So they are close, but not quite there.
Exactly. The framework dictates that you don't just leave them there, you inject them with fresh data and something critical called information gain.
Let's break down the mechanics of information gain, because
yeah.
That sounds, well, it sounds like a buzzword. What does the AI actually look for when it calculates whether a page has gained information?
I get that. Well, large language models are trained to detect semantic similarities. If you look at the top 10 search results for a given query, and your near winner page just remixes the exact same facts, headers, and bullet points as those other 10 pages.
You aren't really adding anything.
Exactly. The AI mathematically registers zero information gain. You're offering nothing new to the ecosystem. To push a near winner to the top spot, you have to introduce net new data.
Like, what? Give me some examples.
It means embedding proprietary statistics, unique case studies, expert quotes, or even a contrarian perspective that doesn't exist anywhere else in the training data. You force the AI to recognize your page as an original primary source.
That completely shifts the strategy from just writing better to actually injecting unique intellectual property into the page.
It raises the bar entirely.
Okay, moving on to the second action in the framework, consolidate. Let's look at this through the lens of a known industry headache, keyword cannibalization.
Oh yeah.
Digital marketers know that if you write about the same topic too many times, your pages compete against each other. But how does this AI-first landscape change the stakes of that problem?
The stakes are significantly higher now. Let's use Double Dome's typical client base as an example, say an HVAC company.
Okay.
Over 5 years on the content treadmill, that company might have published 3 separate 500-word blog posts on what to do when your AC freezes. In the past, maybe one of those would randomly rank. Today, the AI attempts to map the semantic relevance of your site. When it hits 3 thin pieces on the identical topic, it fractures your link equity. The algorithm gets confused about which page is your definitive statement on frozen AC units, so it chooses to ignore all 3.
Wow. It just bypasses you completely.
Yeah, in favor of a competitor who has one comprehensive answer.
So the framework's solution is merging them. You take the 3 thin posts and consolidate them into a single power page. You consolidate the authority, redirect the old URLs, and force the AI to recognize one massive pillar of expertise.
Yes. It creates an undeniable industry leader for that specific query. Machines and human readers both instantly recognize the depth and utility of a consolidated power page compared to a fragmented series of short posts.
Makes total sense. Okay, the third action is pretty straightforward. Update. You have historically strong content that has simply aged out of relevance.
Right, like an ultimate guide from 2021 is a massive liability to an LLM trying to provide 2026 answers to its users. You refresh the intent, update the stats, and maintain your authority.
But here's where it gets really interesting. The fourth action in this framework, the one that causes genuine anxiety for business owners, remove. Pruning the website.
Deleting content is the most overlooked and psychologically difficult step in the entire process.
I have to push back hard on this from a purely financial perspective. Let's talk about the sunk cost fallacy.
Mm.
A CEO looks at their content library and knows they paid a writer $500 for a specific article back in 2022.
They remember the invoice.
Exactly. It might not be getting traffic, but it exists. The golden rule always said more is more. A massive website with thousands of pages supposedly proves you are a large, established entity.
That was the old logic, yeah.
You are telling me that permanently deleting a paid asset doesn't just stop the bleeding, it actually heals the patient. Walk me through the actual math of how removing a dead page boosts the ranking of a totally different successful page on the same website.
I know it feels completely counterintuitive, but the math is undeniable when you look at domain-level quality scores. Every page on your website requires a portion of your overall domain authority to stay indexed.
Okay, go on.
When you have hundreds of low-quality, thin pages that no longer serve your audience, they act as parasitic drains on your site's overall entity confidence. By deleting them, you aren't throwing away money, you're cutting the dead weight.
So it frees up resources.
Exactly. The crawl budget we discussed earlier gets instantly reallocated to your power pages. The mathematical average of your site's quality skyrockets because the denominator of the total number of pages shrinks, while the numerator of the high-quality pages remains intact.
You are artificially holding back your best assets by forcing them to share a domain with your worst assets. By pruning the dead branches, the whole tree gets healthier.
The source notes that executing this pruning process often results in an almost immediate ranking boost for a company's high-performing pages.
Wait, immediate? Like right away?
Often, yes. The AI registers the sudden spike in average domain quality and adjusts its confidence score accordingly. In a fast-moving market like 2026, DoubleDome recommends this deep, clinical SEO content audit at least once a year to ensure information gain remains high and the dead weight is constantly trimmed.
Man, it requires a massive ego check for a brand to admit that not every thought they ever published deserves to live on the internet forever.
It's a tough pill to swallow for sure.
This entire clinical pruning-based approach completely shatters the old treadmill mentality. So, what does this all mean? I want to shift gears and look at the real-world business impact here. How does this audit mindset actually stack up against the traditional model of just churning out new material?
Well, the article draws a sharp line between what they call the new content cycle and the SEO content audit strategy. The fundamental difference lies in shifting a company's focus away from vanity metrics and anchoring it entirely to return on investment.
Right.
The objective is to stop renting your visibility through expensive Google ads and start owning your lead flow.
Let's dissect the new content cycle first.
The primary engine of the new content cycle is volume. Marketing teams brainstorm new topics, write the articles, and wait. The speed to actual business result is agonizingly slow.
Glacial, really.
Yeah. It can take months for a brand new URL to get crawled, indexed, and start climbing the ranks, assuming it ever does. Furthermore, because you are constantly trying to invent new topics to cover, you are relying heavily on guesswork.
And the risk of generating AI noise is at an all-time high. If you are just guessing at new topics, you are likely just summarizing information that already exists, adding to the sea of mediocre data without providing any information gain.
Which leads directly to high wasted spend. Businesses pay copywriters, editors, strategists to produce assets with a statistically terrible ROI. And when leadership demands accountability, the reporting is almost always obscured by vanity metrics.
Like what?
Well, a marketing manager will point to a spreadsheet and say, hey, we successfully published 20 new articles this month.
Right, but publishing volume tells you absolutely nothing about revenue. It just proves you spent money.
Exactly.
The new content cycle feels like throwing darts while wearing a blindfold, just hoping one of them randomly hits a completely untested target.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the SEO content audit strategy operates on the exact opposite principle. Instead of blindfolded dart throwing, an audit is like betting heavily on a horse that is already halfway around the track.
That's a great analogy.
You aren't guessing. You are utilizing proven historical data to identify what has already gained traction with your specific audience, and you are amplifying it.
The speed to results completely changes. Fixing and upgrading an existing asset delivers rapid returns. You bypass the waiting period of getting a new page index because you are optimizing a URL that AI already knows about. You are just elevating its status to the preferred answer.
The waste is minimal because you apply your budget exclusively to assets with proven potential. For business leaders, the reporting transforms from that vague publishing volume metric into a crystal clear financial equation.
Which is,
we invested X dollars into auditing and consolidating these specific pages, and we extracted Y dollars in new lead value.
I spent X and I extracted Y. I mean, that is the only language a CEO actually wants to hear.
It's the bottom line.
The source drives home a vital point about the modern internet. In 2026, businesses do not need more traffic, they need more customers.
And that is the core philosophy of the audit strategy. Generating 1,000 random visitors who immediately bounce off a thin, outdated 2019 blog post provides zero business value.
None at all.
But capturing 100 highly qualified visitors who land on a hyper-authoritative, meticulously updated power page and convert into paying leads, that changes the financial trajectory of a company.
A content audit strips away the industry jargon, removes the fluff, and focuses the entire domain purely on high-intent triggers that drive actual revenue. It builds a technical, structural backbone for predictable lead generation.
You aren't constantly building messy, expensive new additions to your digital house. You're reinforcing the foundation of what you already own.
Which makes you the undeniable, most authoritative choice for your leads, regardless of how the underlying AI technology continues to evolve.
You stop chasing algorithm updates and fleeting clicks, and you start dominating your specific market share.
Let's lock in exactly what this means for you, the listener, as you look at your own digital footprint today. We have broken down how auditing, evaluating, and ruthlessly pruning your website is the ultimate survival mechanism for the 2026 AI search landscape.
It really is about survival.
The primary takeaway here is that your smartest, highest leverage growth investment is almost never creating something brand new from scratch. The real power lies in extracting the hidden value from the foundation you have already built.
In a digital ecosystem defined by absolute information overload, where any competitor can use a language model to generate 1,000 mediocre articles in an afternoon, sheer volume has depreciated to zero value.
It means nothing.
Right. Knowledge and digital real estate are only valuable now when they are aggressively curated, rigorously accurate, and structurally authoritative. That curation is what the AI algorithms demand to calculate entity confidence, and more importantly, it is exactly what human users demand when they're looking to solve a problem.
It requires the discipline to run your assets through that four-action framework, keeping and optimizing the near winners with real information gain, consolidating the overlapping noise into massive power pages, updating the historical gems, and having the sheer courage to permanently delete the deadweight dragging down your authority.
It takes courage, but it pays off.
Which leaves me with one final, slightly mind-bending thought for you to consider today. We have spent this entire deep dive looking at how this pruning mechanism works for an individual business trying to protect its revenue.
Right.
But let's zoom out and look at the macro level of the internet. If AI search engines increasingly reward domains that strictly curate and delete their thin content, and they mathematically penalize sites that simply hoard millions of low-value pages, will we eventually see a massive global shrinking of the commercial internet?
Oh, wow. That is an interesting thought.
Imagine a future just a few years from now where millions upon millions of repetitive low-tier articles physically disappear from servers because they have become too financially toxic for companies to maintain. The era of digital hoarding ends and we are left with a landscape of hyper-dense, highly curated power pages. It makes you wonder if the internet of tomorrow will be drastically smaller in size, but infinitely more useful. So the next time you feel that familiar anxiety to jump back on the content treadmill and churn out another blind post, step back. Take a hard look at your digital garage. It is probably time for a clean out.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.